Steve and Jill here.
Yeehaw!
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from, what's a great Western term?
Sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay, we'll go with that.
What's a good Western term?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good Western description. Dusty Scottsdale, Arizona.
Dusty boots Jill today.
There we go. We actually took our car, truth time. We went up to parts of northern Phoenix area, if you will.
Carefree Cave Creek. Looked at ranches.
We're driving all over and dirt and four-wheel drive and thinking, we have that. And my beautiful, clean car was like a dusty mess. But it was cool. And I wore my cowboy boots. I'm very proud of that.
Today, Jill and I talk about what we learned in 4 weeks of hosting the Land Academy Accountability Group. Take it away, Jill.
This is a first. We missed the question.
Oh. No, there isn't a question. Oh. That's what we learned about.
Oh, good. Oh, today's topic. I'm all goofed up.
Jill and I, we decided to start an accountability group because our members were like starting these little groups on their own and they were asking us to attend, and we did. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of just a talking session. So we decided to bring, it's all free for members or for certain members that sign up at a certain time. Uh-huh. And it's working out great. Mm-hmm. I really think it's, or at least the members are.
I have results to share.
Yeah. Okay. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on a landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
By the way, if you are a Land Academy member, don't forget, you can find us on Discord. Patterson wrote, howdy, accountability group. Heidi and I are behind. Sorry for that. It keeps us from contributing to the calls and here. This must be from Discord?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
There's
a specific Discord accountability group, too.
Okay, cool. We have a lot of time blocked out this weekend to work on getting caught up. Anyone else struggling to keep up and interested in perhaps jumping on a Zoom call this weekend to discuss the red, green, yellow test, test for reason, data pulling, data scrubbing, and work you've done to date? How cool is that?
And, of course, a lot of people responded.
Oh, that's
nice. And so I wanted to put that in here because it's a study group. Just like in school.
That's one of the things like I was going to talk about here on my list. So let's jump into it.
Today's topic, what we learned in 4 weeks of hosting the Land Academy Accountability Group. This is the meat of the show.
We're going to start right there. So because it's a small group, it's not 100. It's a small contained group. Everyone found us or joined up with us within a 30 or 60 day window. I can't remember what it was. So everybody's really on the same timeline, and that has really encouraged, like this, a lot of great open communication, because no one can say, oh, I did that 2 years ago. You know, everybody's at the same point, like, I haven't even read that. What was that? Or what was your take on that? Just like you said, you know, being in a class, being on the same page, it'd be hard to talk to someone who's, you know, in their master's in accounting versus I'm just taking the first class. The master's in accounting person is going to be sick of my questions and bored, and I'm going to be, and I might not even be comfortable enough to ask that. Even if they weren't, I might not be comfortable enough to ask that person questions because I'm like, oh, they're so beyond me. I'm embarrassed to admit I don't get it. I'm embarrassed to ask for help. So that's one of the good things. I have four things. That's number one. Two, I'm really happy that some of our people are working ahead of us. So even though this person, don't feel bad, any of you that are struggling to keep up, oh my goodness, we know you have lives and families and jobs and kids and other commitments. There's some people that can work ahead and some people are doing it at their own pace. I know some people are just watching. You brought this up the other night. Some people are there just kind of being a fly on the wall, taking all kinds of notes. So and then they're going to go back and really make a run at this. And that's great. Number three, some people have shared successes that they could already attribute to doing this. Like, I would not have got a mailer out this fast. I would not figured out pricing without that session. I would not whatever fill in the blank without this group. I know it. I'm so grateful. And then my fourth thing is, it's really easy for us to shift as the group needs. So we come out every week. We have a spelled out, is it 10 weeks? 10 weeks. We've spelled out 10 weeks of content kind of along with the program. But we can shift and alter and tweak because we have such a, it's a small group. And right now it's just us. And someday it won't be us. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, it's going to be a rock star who, we will pop in and out. So we'll still be there anyway. But what do you want to add?
I'm not surprised, but constantly amazed at the sheer determination of the people who join this group and the people who are on this accountability thing. It was our answer to not being able to do a live event because of the COVID.
Yep.
Because 100%. You know, you've always heard musicians say, really good musicians say, you know, it's so hard to not play for an audience. Actors too. Oh, I want a studio audience. I want to get the feedback, a real time feedback. So that this allows Jill and I, and I had no idea I was this type of person. Get the immediate feedback, like, yeah, but I tried that and it didn't work so much. And I think that might be because you live in an ivory tower or something. Or the flip side is, this is, you know, I never would have, what Jill's talking about, I never would have thought about that. And you saved me from doing a mailer wrong, because right. I was thinking about doing this and now I want to do it over here. So just the level of interest, and I have to say the people that end up joining Land Academy are just respectful and intelligent, and they want to be here, and it's just a pleasure. Truly, this accountability group for me, I was kind of dreading it, like everything. I'm always the person who's like, God, I don't know, this isn't going to work. Everyone's going to be mad. I'm always that person.
Dreading a relationship with me. Let's no. be truthful here. Come no, on. When you met me, you're like, oh, darn it. Now I'm going to have to get into a relationship. Because you like just having fun. Okay.
It would have been better. I mean, not better. It worked out fantastically well. But we both could have used a little more free time before that all that got serious.
What can you say when the right person comes along?
Jill, I have to tell you, you're not the only person that I'm seeing right now, and I just want to be, we're older, and I want to be straight with you. She said, that's great, because that's me too.
Yeah, so I'm seeing other people too.
So let's
talk. Yeah, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, here we are. So honestly, that's what I learned. Mm-hmm. Also, there's really specific tiny little, because it's 10 modules. It's all broken down. Some of it's mailer, how to do a mailer, pricing, sales, how to get your CRM going. It's very detailed. And I'm learning, getting this positive, this feedback, immediate feedback that, whoa, we should change this because there's new products out there. There's new ways to do. People are telling us, well, this CRM is better than for what I do, and here's why. Mm-hmm. Or here's a place that the data doesn't work as well because it's not covered by RealQuest or DataTree. So those nuances or intricacies and details just makes us be better instructors. Uh-huh. You know, and I think that we're all getting something out of it. That's totally really what I got out of this. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I got out of the live events too. It's like, wow, you can do a macro for that. You don't have to do it this. So it's real. I'm trying to think of a negative. Are there any negatives to this?
No, and it's great. So these are all voluntary. And like I said, they're free. We have free versions, and then we're coming up with some, you know what, I'm going to link it right now. I don't know if we talked about it, but we have a Land Academy career path that's going to be rolling out maybe the week that this airs. I'm not sure. But watch for Land Academy career path, because that's a whole nother level of this.
Yeah. That's what it led us to.
Yeah.
Because people are telling us now that they want more, a higher level of instruction and detail and involvement on our part, mm-hmm. which is fine.
Really,
that's why we're
detailed.
Here.
Detailed.
We've got Jill's got the buying and selling land business figured out. We've got the people in place. The money's rolling in and out. Mm-hmm. This is fun now.
It is good. I'm glad. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Join us next week for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It's been fun. You know what's nice too? Really getting to know people, because it's, you know, we get to know individuals on the big Thursday calls, but there's a lot of people on those calls and not everybody asks questions. This smaller enclosed environment is way more conducive to getting to know each other, ask questions, and you know, and
we're only talking about one thing too, which is really important, instead of the Thursday webinar, which is for all Land Academy members,
covers everything.
Yeah. And you could talk to that 15-year land veteran. Uh-huh. Or you could be talking about how do I set up a phone number?
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
this is really good.
This is our way of trying to constantly get better and improve.
And make, and all in the end of getting you where you need to be.
Right.
That's it. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable and we appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please check out our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, and give us some feedback on the shows you love.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.